avoiding a spontaneous occasion in the marriage of Yosef Chaim ben Sorofega, Breit, to Malka Bas Rivka Devorah Newhouse. May they be zeichely invited by his name and be Yisrael, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. Moshe Breit and Mazel Tov. Okay, we are going to start from Tana Rabbanon, which is about 8 lines from the top, Gimel Amud Aleph. Tana Rabbanon Lacha B'ti Rasha Shreb Lezer. After Reb Lezer was lifted, Nifl Swabot, Skenim Lachim Al Dvarav, 4 Skenim gathered to ask on his words. Eluhen, it's interesting, we use the word Lahashiv to answer on his words, which means that. Dvar Eluhen, Abai Taglili Reb Taifun Obaz, Mazari Reb Akiva. None Reb Taifun Obaz, Marshal Hosu, and Nitzis Bakal Shazam, Shanesralam. She married the brother of the one she's not allowed to marry. Umesh Boy Banim. Now, to say, Eka Dovim and Atayra, isn't he causing an uprooting of the mitzvah of the Torah? Alamato Shain Zakristus, obviously the Torah doesn't want to get like that. None Reb Abai Taglili Reb Akimatino, Asa Lazam, Mutal Azam. How do we find somebody, usher to one and mutter to the other? Either she's an ancient sister or she's not. Usher, 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 Vayloi Bonim, she had children, and his Arbel and his Gar, she became widowed or divorced. Vamdu Venizis Luzash and Nesralov. The Nimtis got butler, but now Mamzerim, so retroactively, her kids become Mamzerim. The Mata Shane said, Christus, you cannot have a get like that from her Achar. So I say, Shanesralov Kayan, who makes her Megarish. Right? The Megarish dies. The Nimtamana, Etzra Gushay, to call them. So the Chayrish is an Amana to that Kayan. Terrence says, we don't let her marry because she has a shame Grusha. So the Kavu Chaim, but my Grusha, she Kala, which is only a love. Asura, but she'll got Chagarish and Shabbat, she can't marry the Kayan, even though to him she's not a Grusha. But because she's a name of a Grusha, she's a partial Ashishish, how can she marry anybody? Alamato Shane said, Christus, Amalam to Bishua, Mashivan, and Sarilach, Amitha, it is not fair. You cannot answer a line after Mitha, he would have had an answer. Amarava, Kula Islu, Birka, Labarma, Drablaz, and Azariah. All of them can be slugged up, meaning what Rabbi Yezu would have answered. The difficult one, the hardest one, is Rabbi Lezim and Azariah. The less they pick. Tanya Nam Yachim, Rabbi Yezu, right, is Rabbi Lezim and Azariah, B'divi Kulon, because that is the best question. Now we're going to go through all the questions. Amar Mar. Nana Rabbi Tarif of Amar Shokho Suva Nisus Lachim Shoseh. She went and married the brother of this person. Shanesh Rolof. Umeis Boy Bonham, and he died without kids. Vedim Tzah Al-Kadavim Natayra. Isn't it be Al-Kadavim Natayra? If I think about Iker, he Walker, is he being Iker? He's not going against the Torah. Lamasna Lakadav Matira. He's causing it. Did he say you have to marry the brother? He didn't do this. Dahu Gavra of this person? The bottom line is he caused it. Is that a problem? A person shouldn't be able to marry his niece. Shemi Yamas made one of them to Graham Lakadav Matira. Because his brother might, when he marries his niece, he might die without children. And because he married his niece, there won't be Yibum. That's the Gemara Hainu Pircha, that is the Shlug up. Then Enoch Anami, the Torah is not concerned about a Geir and Block of Zavim and Atayra. Because, it's not intentional, it's not the guy who wants to be Eich of Zavim and Atayra. Then Mepharshim do point out that by Nerevet, there's not even a mitzvah of Yibum, and that might be the why, Yitzhak Lili, who's the one? I'm tired from asking the question. Frank the Gemara B'mai, what's the case? Elon B'chutz, Mishra Shari. When she married somebody else, it pulls away the chutz. There's no longer a chutz. Mishra Shari B'lezah, Tanya B'lezah, Tanya B'lezah, M'garish, Shishto, L'Mataris, L'Chutz, M'chutz, M'plaini. V'holchav, and this is L'chum, and Ashok, she married somebody from the Shuk, when it's Arma, and it's Garsha. She'll be Taris, L'Zah, Shanes, R'alof. She's mutter to the one that she asked her on it. Ela B'amanas, it's going B'amanas. And therefore, that's why it doesn't become mutter afterwards, and that's why Reb Tarfim felt he's gairim lak adavim and atayra. Nana Reb Yitzhak Lili Yomar Hechem Atzin Oslo Zeh Mutter Lizeh Oslo Oslo Lakov Mutter Mutter Lakov. That's the word not true. I have to remember Kachem. Shashur Lizeh Oslo to me Mutter Oslo Zeh is Mutter to Rabbi Kohn. So the Gemara Be'isra Isha Kaminan. We're talking about marriage. By Arias. So the Gemara Be'isra Isha Kaminan. We mean through marriage. The Gemara Be'isra Ish. She's Mutter to her husband and us to everybody else. Hainu Perkov. She's not forbidden to him. She just can't marry him. She can have znus. It's not an eitzish. Ela b'chutz. And b'chutz, that's what the kind is, that can't have a woman be an eitzish to one person and mutter to everybody else. Now the Rebbe Kiva b'amar. she married a person in Ashok. Doesn't it retroactively make the kids mamzerim? You can do this for every tie. He makes a tie, she doesn't drink wine for 5 years. She marries somebody, has kids, and then she drinks wine. That is the kasha. What was Rabbi Akiva talking about? If it was chutz, the minute you married somebody else, there was no more chutz. She's mutter to the one that she was usher to. El Abamanas. The Barak had a second kasha. The Rabbi Akiva asked. Hashoyah Zeshin Esrael of Kayan. She has the asset in the Kayan. Who made some Megarish. The Nimtus Amana Esri Glusha and Sukaladam. It comes out that to the Kayan, she's a Maramana. And she's a Glusha to everybody else. And we don't let her marry the Kayan. My Glusha, she called it only alive. Asura Mishum Tadgerish and Shubba because she's a Glusha to everybody else. And she says, Chamur of the coach, came back to the Rabbi Mach. He laid the Bamanas. Harry Grusha asked him his nuts. Not true. Amanas is just a tie, but to his nuts, she's a Grusha to him. Ella Bechutz. Frank, come on, Rabbi Kiva, Echutz, Rele, Leif, to Chutz. Amanas, Rele, Leif, to Amanas. He's asking two questions. One is going on Chutz and one's going on Amanas. Make up your mind. What did Rabbi Lezer say? That the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva, Shmir, Leif, Dikadam, Rechutz, Dikadam, Amanas. Some said chutz, and some said that Rabbi Lezer said amanas. So he says, "Madam, chutz hypercha, madam amanas hypercha." Let's think about my pircha. How do you slug up this kasha that Rabbi Kiva just had? That if she's a grusha, she can't marry the kayim because she has a tzad garrison. How can she marry anybody if she has a tzad hsh? Inay misakuna shiny. Rabbi Lezer, nami misakuna kamaisila. Didn't Rabbi Lezer learn it out from misakuna? That the Gemara, Rabbi Kavi Adam, Shem Sokelecha Kamasni, that didn't learn now from Itzik Kahuna. And therefore, Rabbi Lezer's response would be, Itzik Kahuna Shani. Amalan Rabbi Shuei Mashivan is every lacha misa. You're not allowed to question somebody like that after he died. So the Gemara, remember Rabbi Shuei Kamasni, Shirley, is Rabbi Shuei agreed to Rabbi Lezer? But he not even for he also asked the Kasha on Rabbi Lezer. Dr. Gemara, how he covered little Lezu. This is what he's telling them. Lididi Nami is Leberka. I also have a kasha on Rabbi Lezer. Understand when you ask your question that it's not fair, but you're not giving that person a chance to answer. What is this log up? By the way, it's a lesson to us. We have a kasha on somebody that's not around anymore. Understand that, yes, you have a kasha, and again, you're mechuyev to paskin the way you see it. You don't say, Mashivan is a real lachamisa, therefore I have to paskin that way. But one has to understand when they ask a question that the person might be or it might have answered, it might have given you a much better answer. Because you're not mechuyev, you have to do your best. You know, I once heard Mashem the Chazaynish, and people will say, Afrani takas kapas raglov. Some people write, I'm dirt under his palms of his feet, the bottom of his feet, meaning then they ask Akasha on the person. And what do they mean to say? He said, then he said, they mean to say, he's so big, but I'm so right. person has to realize. You ding zich on somebody that's not here, he would have had an answer. But you're mechuyev to do what you're mechuyev to do. You can't accept blindly. Now, if it's a reason, or if it's somebody like, you know, you have to be careful. You know, you can't just argue with anybody you want to. But you have to understand that even people that l'chaira you feel you can argue against, if they're not around to answer, they're not around to answer. It's not, you know, but you mechuyev to do what you think is right. That's the Gemara Vayitcher. Well, my pirchot Rabbi Shua, the Tanya Rabbi Shua, makish kait mavayir shnil, kait mavayir rishayna. Before the second kedushin, she has to be in the same state as before the first kedushin. She's not bound. Period. The Gemara does not give the answer to that question, but that's what Rabbi Shua's question was. She married somebody else. She got widowed or divorced. The marriage rips away the last vestiges of the Isser Eishesesh. He asked his question. the husband asers, and this person that marries her removes Eshes Ish. But the Gemara, Hasum Yavam of the Kasulei. It's the Yavam that asks her, even Bao, Hasharan Le Mekaima. Right? The Raya is if there's no Yavam, she's Mutter. Harin Adoram, the Noidur Aser, Rechachem Mater. So we see clearly that you can have somebody Aser and somebody be Mater. That the Gemara, of Rabbi Yechon and Chachem Mater, Klamo Bacharata. Really, the person finds their own Heter. You just need a Chachem to make it official. But it's the person finding their own excuse why the Neder shouldn't work. Harin Afara Sabao, the Ishin Adaris. About Mayfair. The Torah assumes that a woman makes an Adas by love. Therefore, the Ridva explains the Torah made Xeris Akasov that a husband can marry Mayfair Nadar. So, really, it's because she put it into place by making it Adas by love. And then finally, we get to the question that we felt was the best question. And that is, the Torah said, so now, why didn't anybody else ask this question? Forget Rabbi Yezer also, but nobody else asked this question. A lack of creases is only with a lifelong bond. Whereas chutz is not a lifelong bond, and therefore it is not a problem of krisis. Because the guy might die, it's not a lifelong bond. That even if it's not lifelong, but if it's a concern in the divorce, it's leaving over something in the divorce, and not cutting off a certain aspect of a marriage, it's a concern. But Rabbi Yehuda doesn't dash of himself. He's one of the rabbanim that don't dash an extra of himself. He learns creases just means no lifelong condition. Which the Gemara is going to ask, but Chayyur is not lifelong. And the Tanai will be finished. The woman's life, because that's a lifelong bond. A guy says, today you're my wife. You're not my wife, tomorrow you are my wife. Can you make a get for time? He's matrit forever. Here it's just for 24 hours, so it doesn't work. I do my life star, and it does work. But you notice on the tzad, the guy did not offer a third side to say that it works even for that person, even for those 24 hours. The guy had a shot, maybe it doesn't work at all, or maybe it works for 24 hours. The guy did not offer the third thing, that it works right now, which the guy is going to paskim. And to buy the rabbanon, I'm going to come rabbanon, I'm going to paskim in a legambri. I'm going to hook up the paskim. Maybe you can do a time get for 24 hours. Right, but maybe not. Even the paska, it's a get immediately. And it doesn't ever come back afterwards. This is your get in the condition that you marry so-and-so. You should not marry him. The missus lay tate say. Now, my kamar, what does it mean? We don't want him to marry the person that this person made a condition she married. It looks like a wife trading. And this is Lakhali Tetzay, period. In fact, the Gemara, we understood she married somebody else. Now the question is, how can we not break up the marriage? The Maisa, the get, was not a get. He said, on the condition you married Shimon. She didn't marry Shimon. Frankly, Gemara mishum zera the mafkid aray v'sharina nashis ish l'alma. She's an nashis ish. Ella, hold one second. Hello. 6:45. I'm in the middle of share. I'll call you when I finish. She shouldn't marry him because maybe people will say they give the wife a matana. And this is why you're making it sound like she can marry somebody else, but she didn't keep the tribe. A boy, a human tribe. Now the Gemara offers an interesting havamina. We let her marry somebody else because maybe she'll marry and get divorced afterwards, and then marry that other guy. Because at that point, it's not wife swapping anymore. You're comparing it to when you say we trust a woman to keep a tie later on. If I bans himself asleep today, if he sleeps tomorrow, we don't trust him. Tell him not to sleep today, but you sleep tomorrow. It's going to be your even and netter. And we don't trust people to keep the conditions. So here also, you trust her to keep the condition of marrying the person as a marriage afterwards. He can make himself not sleep tomorrow. The boy can prick himself with thorns. They know him and he won't sleep. How come the dog Kaimeli Grusha? Can she get that second husband to divorce her and then get the other guy to marry her? Hello, Marav Azulay Tinasa Loi Loi Velayacher. She cannot marry anybody. Loi Loi Tinasa Shemi Yamin Hashem Naisim Mematana. Can't marry the guy he told her to marry, so it looks like wife swapping. Lacha Loi Tinasa the boy look you mitroi. She can't marry anybody else because she's not divorced yet. She didn't keep the condition. Mrs. Loi Loi Tate, Shem Zera Loi Mavkinan. We don't break a marriage up because of Xera. The boy in the cumulatory. But if she marries somebody else, we do break it up because she's an Asian ish. By the way, this is only by a condition that she has to do something. A condition I'm enough that she doesn't do something, we let her get married. Because at this point there's no reason to assume she'll violate the condition. Right? It's only when he said listen, you marry the person. Who says she's gonna do it? But when the condition is, you won't drink wine, you won't. So we trust that she won't violate the condition. Tanya question. Rabbi Azul Loi Tinasa Loi Loi Lachar. The Mitzvah Loi Loi Seitzei. Lachar Teitzei. If she marries him, she doesn't get divorced. Because of a gzera, we don't break up a marriage. If she marries somebody else, she's an exorcist, and we break up the marriage. Tana Rabban. Harezeh Gitech Amenashe Tadlu L'Rikia. This is your get at the condition you go to the sky. These are impossible to keep conditions. You'll swallow a stick of Dawud Amas. You'll bring me a stick of 100 Amas long. You'll cross the Mediterranean Sea. You'll walk across the Mediterranean Sea. Ain't a get. You didn't say my America's a get. Because he holds a condition that EF Shalakaima is a non-condition, and the Maisa is Chal, based on what we spoke on a number of times, that the concept that a condition can control a Maisa is Xeris HaKasav. If you don't meet those conditions, the Maisa works even though you didn't want it to work. Yes?
So we generally hold that when a Chazal established something, it remains in place even when the reason is dissolved, for instance, two days younger. At this point, people can go up into the sky and they can cross the Mediterranean on foot.
No, that would be considered on foot. Nobody can cross the Mediterranean by foot.
Sure they can. They go on a cruise ship and they stand up.
No, that's not by foot. No, he means walk across. I'm sorry. They could cross it by both knees also.
As a matter of fact, there is a method by which it is possible. Someone crossed the Arctic in a plastic bubble.
Whatever it is, then it's not a game. Just give you an example. This is not a walk of Chazal. This is a practical fact. Can I hear you?
Last table had Kana of Andramas.
Yeah, was it a Kana of Andramas or was it a combination of Kana?
Because it was a Hamishim that was, Holland only had 50.
Again, It's a big thing to have 100 amber, that's 200 feet piece of wood.
Redwoods
are
larger.
I'm sorry? Right. Okay. They didn't have redwoods in there, so then when they wrote the Bryson. And California was a ways off.
Are they a woman that
weren't
that big?
Obviously not, the Gemara calls it here. I'm not going to, no offense to you, I'm not going to sit and clear whether the Gemara calls it the absolute guy. I will trust the Gemara that it's the absolute guy. If you'd have been the same, I'm going to say, okay, Klammer, if you'd have been the same, calls it the absolute guy, but the Seifert, the Hisnall, the Shulah, saying, the Kamafligu, the Dvorim, stam speaking words to kosher. I'm Rav Nachman, Rav Rabbah, Lachar Beauty Ben Tame. I'm Rav Nachman, Yitzchak, Masis, and Amidaika. Then he calls Yavshel and Kaim with the Seif. It's not the Kloss, it's right. Right? Anything he can keep. Ho Yavshel, Tzai, Batul, Shema Amidah. He boy, Lu. How is that Gita Kavanasha, Trechli, Batul, Chazim, Mahu? Physically possible, halachically not allowed. I'm Rav Bayi, he, that's called impossible. Rav Amar, Yavshel, Nachal, Vilapki. It's not true. It's possible. By Amar Abaye Klau Lasuya Basar Chazir, when it says Klau Amar Yehuda Ben Tema, that includes Basar Chazir, and Larava Kazeh, which is exclusive, Lemute Basar Chazir. Basically, how is it get the combination to Bali Lepoini? You live with somebody. It's kind of nice. I get them Bab Ein again. Because she can do that legally. This even works according to Abaya. She can pay the guy off to marry her. Amanasha Loy Tivilava Vicha, Ein Chazir Shem Nivilahem, because there's no reason to assume that anybody did an Isser. Vila Manasha Tibalu Rabba Vicha Lektani. Because that's an Isser. Avaya Nicha, La Rabba Kasha, it's possible. Amalach Rabba, it's not something she can do on her own. Mishlam Abasu Kasha, Avshad Lachla Vilakya, she can decide to do it. Kloini Nami Avshad Mashach to be a minor to marry her. Ela Abba Vavicha, but the dog Kaima? How can she get Abba Vavicha? It's not Biyada. He's of the surah, but he come of the surah, so that's called impossible. So the rabbi klal lasu yabu avicha to say the mutim basa chazer. Klal is to include abu avicha, which it becomes impossible because you need somebody else's acquiescence. And because that excludes basa chazer, la baye klal lasu yabu basa chazer, because that the mutim ploini where she can pay him off to marry her.
Is rabbi physical, or is it that they need someone else?
Well, it's either physically impossible, or to commit an issue, she would need somebody else, and that's not the other. Basically, how is that gittik amanasha trechli basa chazir? V'maisin zara amanasha trechli betruma. V'maisin nazira amanasha tishti ayin. This guy am I get, how is that get? V'mav ain't a get. V'rav anicha, v'abai akash, it's an impossible tonight. Amalach abai, misar v'dam divar kaili, amani rabbonani. This is like rabbonan who kids don't say that even a tonight she has shalik haimai works. Practicing Gemara of a table with the Masna Machikos of a Torah. He's going against the Torah. Called Masna Machikos of a Torah to know a bottle. So the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Bezer Vika, he made a Masna Machikos of a Torah bottle going to share exclusive and Nasa Duhu Kakar. That he's the one that's saying, I want a Kedushin without my obligations. Avahoka Yi Kakra. Here, making a condition that she should do it, not that he should do it. He's not making a tonight against the Torah. He's making her do it. It's the one and the same. The way that Kohenim explained it is he's trying to make a Kedushin that the Torah didn't prescribe. The Torah says Kedushin means X, and you're trying to make a different kind of Kedushin. You're not trying to make a different type of garrison. Leave it alone. Don't eat your own
Megarish. I
said it to Machoikis, and this Gemara is going there to the right. The truth is, there's a Mandiyama that says it's Rabbanah, and the Gemara Ksuba deals with that Mandiyama.
It's funny, it speaks about Ksuba here.
Right. In Ksuba, they speak about Ksuba.
Really?
Yeah.
About
Yes.
Equate to
Sherek Sisvina
with Ksuba?
No, it just says Ksuba without Sherek Sisvina.
But no,
the Gabe, Gabe Oker. Yes, Ramay and Rebuta, correct. Okay, then you guys see it's in the fifth barrack, by the way. The fifth barrack in Ksuba. Okay, then you guys see it's Lenoy Menu. Montana. Why does he have to take it back? I'm a Kishuv Shem Malazari. The Tanya Shem Malazari, I'm a Chitlan, I'm a Rehavs with Nenula. I can't see Shtar Chayv. He says you have to take it back again. We have a Hagita. We have a Vilhim Rebbe. So Choyin Amar, one of your fellows said, Rav Kahana, Shani Hakayv, a Kinasa Lissu by Lakuna, because here it worked somewhat. So to work completely, you have to take it back, become his again, and give it to her.
Can we do that with a Get Yashan?
Yeah, yours is a separate Zerid Rabbanon. No, you can't because it's dated wrong. The Xavier is still there. I mean, that's a great mazel tov.
Thank you very much. Simchas Vayivni.